to 19 Celsius. Now, overnight tonight, weather fronts will spread southwards and eastwards. Scotland and Northern Ireland turning cloudy with showery rain.
Elizabeth, thank you. Now on BBC Radio 4, it's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday the 30th of May. There are warnings of gales in southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. New high expected German Bight 1017 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Cira, westerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain, fog patches, moderate to very poor. South at Cira, northeast 40s. Northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south at Cira, becoming variable 2 to 4 in northeast 40s. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southwest 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Westerly 3 to 5, becoming variable, mainly southerly 2 to 4, fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. Northwesterly 4 to 6 in northeast Fisher, otherwise westerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover. Variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later, showers, good. White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west 3 to 5, drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Biscay, cyclonic becoming northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in northeast, fair, moderate or good. Southeast Fitzroy, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southeast, showers, moderate or good. Northwest Fitzroy, Seoul, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4 at first in Lundy, otherwise south or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Irish Sea. Fair, then occasional rain, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, Rockall, Mallin, Hebrides, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later in North Rockall and Hebrides. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches until later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Bailey, Faroe, Faroes, southeast, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in southeastern, southeast Iceland, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Northwest, southeast Iceland. Northeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain, fog patches, moderate to very poor. Now to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south by east 3, recent rain, 3 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Stornoway, south by west 4, 6 miles, 1017, steady. Lerwick, west 4, fog, 100 metres, 1012, rising slowly. Lucas, west-southwest 3, 16 miles, 1019, now rising. Bridlington, west 3, 1021, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east 3, 2 miles, 1021. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, north by east 3, 11 miles, 1021. Jersey, northeast by north 3, 12 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north by east 3, 1022. Scilly Automatic, west-northwest 1, 5 miles, 1023, falling more slowly. Valentia, south 3, slight showers, 6 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west by south 1, mist, 3 miles, 1021, falling more slowly. Mallin Head, south by east 3, slight showers, 16 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation, a ridge of high pressure across the southern half of the United Kingdom will gradually decline away southwards on Saturday as a mainly southwesterly airflow becomes established across all areas. Rain or showers, some heavy and thundery, will affect many northern waters through the weekend, with a few showers developing further south on Sunday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable, mainly southeast 2 to 4. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southerly or southwesterly, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4. Fair, then occasional rain. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 2 to 4. Fair, then rain at times. Good, occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 3 or 4 for a time. Showers later, good. Gibraltar Point to Norfolland. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4 for a time. Then becoming westerly 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Norfolland to Selsey Bill. Variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly 4 or 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. North 2 to 4, backing west or northwest 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly, but veering northwesterly for a time in Far East. 3 to 5. Drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5. Drizzle later, fog patches later near St David's Head. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later, but very poor later near St David's Head. St David's Head to Great Ormhead, including St George's Channel. South or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first and 6 later near Anglesey. Drizzle or showers and fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, but variable 3 or less at first in southeast. Fair, then occasional rain or showers, fog patches later in north. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later in south, and very poor later in north. Isle of Man, southwest 3 to 5. Fair, then occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches later. Good, occasionally poor, then very poor later. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Loch. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast, then veering southwest later, 3 to 5. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly later, 3 to 5. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, veering southwesterly later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point, Cape Wrath. Southerly 4 to 6, veering southwesterly 3 or 4 later, rain at times, fog patches for a time, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shetland Isles, west backing south or southwest, then southeast later, 2 to 4, occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. That completes the shipping bulletin. Now it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by Leon Lidvack.
Good morning. I've recently become a golfer, and an enthusiastic one at that. In addition to getting out on the course regularly, I follow top players like world number one Scottie Scheffler. This man has extraordinary skill, but he also has deep religious belief. After his win at the British Open last summer, he told the assembled press that his greatest priorities in rank order were faith, family, and golf. He also remarked that winning only feels awesome for about 2 minutes. He loves being able to live out his dreams, but he qualified this by adding, "Sometimes I just don't understand the point. It doesn't fill the deepest desires of my heart." I found his way of approaching both life and livelihood to be profound, and a model for how we might reevaluate what's really important to us. We all love success, but pursuing it before other things that we should hold most dear can produce great anxiety and fear, particularly if we fail to achieve those goals. Scheffler's example reminds us that success is fleeting. The emotional high evaporates. The next challenge soon appears. Faith keeps things in perspective. It allows us to detach our sense of worth from material outcomes. We can still achieve without placing personal significance before all else. Lord God, help us to understand the value and true purpose of the talents we possess, and to remember that they are divine gifts which we must cherish and nurture. We pray that humility and earnestness will trump more worldly concerns as we come to know what constitutes